In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and their underwear, thingies and noos, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lead. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you lead?
I just met you. This is crazy. Here's my number. Call me maybe. That feels better.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good evening, good afternoon, whenever the hell it is that you listen to this podcast. How you doing there, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth? It is I, your glorious leader from the planet Flap. I don't even know where that is in the galaxy. It might not even be in this galaxy. Matter of fact, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. But good morning. How are you, Miss Thang? We get you again.
Happy Friday!
Friday! Dun, da, da, dun, da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's a Friday rockin' song.
Isn't that a Friday? I should look up Finally Friday or something. It's Finally Friday!
I like that song. Sammy Kershaw?
Yeah. Two or three people did it, though. Sammy Kershaw, George Jones, and somebody
else. You could sing it.
Finally Friday! I don't know the rest of the words.
Okay.
I'd have to Google the words. Google, bitches! So you got in trouble with something you said on the podcast.
I didn't get in trouble.
You got an email with somebody saying that they really liked the podcast and they were listening to it, and their 12-year-old daughter now runs around the house saying, "Son of a banana!"
Kids are very impressionable. I am learning that.
So thanks to you, somebody has learned, "Son of a banana!"
It could be worse.
They probably got worse from me.
Probably.
I can't believe
What are parents doing letting their children listen to this?
You,
this is rated crazy.
Rated R for mature. Rated M for your mama.
Weird.
What?
It's Friday. I'll let
rated
that one
v
pass.
For everybody.
I got to fix my chair.
Oh, look, the cat's back right in the middle of the table. Are we going to ever do one of these that the cat just randomly doesn't jump right in the middle? Hello, Pooh Bear. I know you like to make your presence known. So.
You have the mad face.
I don't have the mad face.
You look a little mad.
No. I don't know.
The mudflap mad face is not a happy face.
So speaking of cats, you found a video
of
some drunk homosexual man.
I don't even know that it stated he was homosexual.
It was what?
You're
did you say somosexual? Somo means he might be getting some from somewhere.
No, I don't think it stated that he was homosexual.
Well, no, but he is singing to his cat. So obviously he is a man that gets drunk and serenades his cat. I don't know a lot of straight men that do that.
No one's going to admit it. He just had someone catch him on video.
All right, our friend Ken might do that. Our friend Kenny.
Kenny
might.
Mace?
No, not
he'll make Kenny stew.
Not Hollywood Kenny.
Yeah.
The other Kenny. All right, do you have that there?
I do.
There used to be a brain town alone on the sea. You became a light on the dark side of me. Love remains.
Oh, wow.
A drug at the heart.
He's singing.
Oh, it's bad. And the cat's like trying to get away the whole time.
He's got a death grip on the cat.
It's like a 5-year-old death grip. You know how the kids like grab him and...
Uh-huh.
Baby!
Oh, God.
Oh, he grabs it and pulls it back to him. crack show.
Now that you're
I did not. Good eye.
Not a... And the cat runs away. That is so wrong on so many different
and
levels.
And all cats everywhere are now hating that song.
Uh-huh. I even hated that song before I heard that cat do it. That guy singing to the cat.
What movie was that?
Batman.
Oh.
I don't know how that song fit into the Batman
movie. Was there a
movie.
Love story in that Batman?
Of course, some crappy love story. There's always some where you gotta save the damsel in distress.
You'd rather just let her be?
No, I'd rather have a Batman movie where they actually, you know...
Fight the bad guys?
Just fight the bad guys.
Don't... Like the old TV show.
Yeah. Zip, zap,
is there ever
pow,
a girl?
Boom. Yeah, every once in a while. Not really.
Every once in a while. In and out.
Yeah. Like on Bonanza, one of those shows where somebody falls in love and you know they're going to die. You know, that's always that, Pa, this is the one I'm going to marry. Okay.
I'm dying of leukemia.
Did they know what leukemia was?
I don't know.
I thought they always got shot.
They always get
shot. Fell down wells
or
drowned.
Indian bow arrow in the head or something, you know, right before they die. I'll always love you, Little Joe.
Little Joe is the cute one.
But you liked him on
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie.
And Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And wasn't there another show?
Was there?
Yeah, where him and his co-star from Little House on the Prairie got together. Oh, that was Highway to Heaven.
That was Highway to Heaven. Yeah.
Wow. Michael Landon. I had a crush on him.
He had giant ears. Did you know that? That's one reason he
wore his... I was very young when he was
popular. That's one reason he wore his hair really long. He had...
Oh.
He was kind of like the Channing Tatum of his day. With the ears, big ears.
The monkey
ears. Yeah.
You're so mean to Channing.
Uh-huh.
Like he's my BFF.
Is he your BFF?
No.
Okay, speaking of BFFs, I read in Cosmopolitan magazine this morning.
I should not leave that lying around.
About people that lose their BFF when they get a BF.
It happens.
So you lose your best friend forever when you get a boyfriend. It happens?
Some girls don't like to share. Most girls don't like to share.
What do you share? It's not like you're sharing your boyfriend. Come on over. I'll share with you.
Well, no. When you're two single... Really? When you're two single girls, hanging out, you can go out, you can have fun anytime, but then one of you gets a boy, the other one feels left out. It's common.
Is it jealousy?
I think with some girls it is. I've experienced that.
Yeah?
Other girls, they're just like, whatever.
Do they... Are they mean about it, or do they just not call, or how does it... Who fades away?
It takes time. It usually the one in the relationship, because now her focus is no longer 100% on her girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
It's more now, on one-on-one.
Yeah, girl... I can't have this conversation with you. I'm trying to be all serious, and you're all making
monkey noises.
Well,
I'm never serious. This is a podcast.
Or, what animal sounds like that?
Bed springs.
Who?
Bed springs.
Oh.
That was not really animal noises.
Oh.
I need to work on my bed springs.
Yeah, you do. That is your homework assignment for the weekend.
Practice making bed spring noises.
Have you experienced that? Going from, like, single guy, hanging out with your guy friends, to having a relationship and... Your guy friends kind of drop you because you've chosen the chick over them?
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't think guys get all pissy about it, though.
Girls take everything personal.
Guys just sort of drift away. Hey, I'll call you later, or can't, you know.
Right.
We'll do something some
let's
other
do sushi.
Time. Or, yeah, let's do sushi.
You can bring the girl.
Yeah, or you're like our pal Jeremy, who just says, hey, we should get together.
We never get together.
We should get together sometime. How about, you know, I'll call you, we'll do a cookout. You know?
But he has the girl and the baby and
yeah.
jobs.
And I know when he hears this, because he does, he's going to
oh,
be
he
all,
listens?
Yeah, he's going to get all pissy.
Don't get pissy, Jeremy. We heart you.
He's going to get his tea back in a bunch.
I don't know what that means.
Isn't that panties? Isn't that what women call panties? And why am I the chick in this thing? Aren't panties
a
called
back?
A tea back? Or a whale's tail? Isn't there all these names for...
I've not heard the tea back.
I've heard a tea bag. But
yeah, that's what I thought you said at first. I was like, what?
No, that's something completely different. He and I don't do that anymore. Remember we started that web page?
Yeah.
Tebow teabagging?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody posted pictures but us. That was too weird. I think it's still on Facebook. I think it's still Tebow teabagging.
Oh, no.
I should take that down. But
yeah, I got that first picture you guys created, and I was a little weirded out.
Right. Because he didn't want to be the one. He didn't want to be the receiver model. We used two models in the picture. He didn't want to be the receiver model.
We need to move on.
Okay.
Ew. You're talking about being the receiver model, babe.
Well, it was just a picture. It wasn't like it actually happened.
This is a podcast. They can't see it.
Son of a banana.
Son of a banana. So speaking of gay men.
What? Wait.
Y'all are talking about teabagging. Anyway.
We went from banana to... All right, whatever. Go ahead.
Yep. Did you hear the story about Tom Cruise? Are you sick of hearing about Tom Cruise?
Speaking of gay men, Tom Cruise.
Are you sick of hearing about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes yet? It'll happen soon. This next story really caught my eye, and I wanted to share it since we're talking about gay men. The 50-year-old...
We weren't really talking. We're talking about Jeremy and I. Nothing about gay men. I don't... God. All right, go ahead with your story.
The 50-year-old Cruise has battled allegations about his sexuality for years.
That's easy for you to say.
And... Since his breakup with Katie, the gay dating and social networking site Manhunt has issued an open invitation to the actor, offering him an unlimited lifetime membership.
Huh.
Have you heard of this website?
No.
Good answer. All right. The ad states, "Dear Tom, sad to hear about the split. Now that the cat's out of the bag and you've realized that traditional marriage is a mission impossible, maybe it's time to explore your options." The note concludes with, "You've always had us at hello," a reference to the 1996 movie Jerry Maguire.
Oh. So they think he is, too.
I think everybody does, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think there's any way that he could totally bust this myth? Because he's been married 3 times.
Right, and I think and the Katie Holmes thing, like, he was trying to be over the top. I think people thought that was his way of covering up after he and Nicole split, and they didn't have real children. They adopted.
Right.
And so immediately Katie Holmes is having his baby, and I don't think so. I think it's always going to be there.
Does it matter?
No. He's weird anyway. He's
yeah,
weird
that's what
straight,
I,
he's weird gay.
That's what I just take it as. He's just weird. And he's an actor. I don't care one way or the other. Cause,
right.
You know, he's a freak, but he's good. He's
in some of his
roles,
projects, yeah.
Yeah, so what difference does it make whether he likes
doesn't.
Which hole he wants to put it in?
Yeah, had to go there.
Of course.
Ew.
You're the one that took it to gay men. I took it to the putt-putt course. Put it in the clown's mouth, Tom.
Why don't I share the rest of my news?
Okay, wait. Yeah. And here's Miss Thing with All Things Considered.
Happy Friday. For a while now, Carrie Underwood has been the title holder of the biggest recording star to come out of American Idol. But if you really look at the facts, Carrie has sold more albums than other Idol alum, but... Kelly Clarkson has sold more individual songs. Just this last week, her song Stronger pulled ahead of Underwood's Before He Cheats to become the best-selling song by an Idol alum. So, who do you think's...
Better?
Yes.
Carrie Underwood.
Why?
I just think she's better. She's had more hits to me. Kelly Clarkson, I can only name 2 songs.
There's been several.
Yeah, but wouldn't you... Now, who would
you
say?
Yes, I guess. I think I've just been bombarded by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
I need a break.
And she has gotten a little poppy with her last few stuff, so.
Right.
I wish she'd go back to Jesus Take the Wheel.
That was a good song.
Thank you.
A 28-year-old South Carolina woman has been sentenced to read the Old Testament's book of Job and write a book report on the scripture.
Yeah?
Yeah. The sentence came after Cassandra Tolley professed her Christianity as she pled guilty to a DUI charge, and Tolley's blood alcohol level was over 4 times the legal limit in November of 2011 when she crashed into another car. So the judge sentenced her to read the Old Testament's book of Job and write a book report on it.
But Jesus turned the water into wine, so what's everybody so worried about?
Oh, that's a big old debate. We only have a few minutes on here.
Did he really turn it to wine?
I think so, but wasn't the water impure? They couldn't drink it? I don't know.
Was it really wine, or was it just grape juice? Did he, you know,
I don't know.
Was it really like fermented to wine, or was it just...
I wasn't there. Were you?
Ow. Ow.
No, you're like talking as though you have the answer.
I do not have the answer.
I did not mean
you're
that the
more,
way you're taking it.
You just said I was old.
No, like, I did not.
Like I went to school with Jesus or something.
You're being so sensitive today.
But I was just asking you about it because you were more of the, you were definitely the church going.
I was, but I think in church they don't dwell on those topics.
Uh-huh.
It's all about faith.
Right, not about did this actually happen or not.
Because it was 2,000 years ago. No one really knows.
Yeah, there wasn't Twitter or Ustream.
Right. Nobody was blogging.
Have you ever seen the movie Life of Brian?
I haven't.
It's Monty Python movie where they actually, it's a parallel story to the to Jesus, but it's this guy Brian that they mistake for Jesus.
Oh.
And he gets followed around, and one of the things is they point out in things in the movie is there was no loudspeaker. So like in Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talking, and they just pass it back like the game of telephone. You know, like, what'd he say? Blessed are the, you know, peacemakers. Blessed are the cheesemakers. By the time it got back to the, you know.
To the cheesemaker division?
Yeah.
They're like, yay!
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you overanalyze it, it kind of takes the special meaning out of the stories.
It's all about faith. Because you got to have faith.
I don't.
George Michael.
Oh, great. Another gay man.
Oh, what have we done to this podcast? Jeez.
That's what that rainbow flag is for.
What rainbow flag? Jeez.
Oh, stardom is appealing to many people. A Pennsylvania man has been ordered to pay $32,000 in back child support after being lured back to Pennsylvania from Hawaii with the promise of a bogus role in a Jennifer Aniston movie. He fell for it.
He fell? Why would you leave Hawaii for Jennifer Aniston?
It wasn't Jennifer Aniston. It was a movie.
I know. That's even worse. You're not even getting Jennifer Aniston. You got to, like, apart.
Right.
You're in Hawaii.
It would have been his big break.
My happy place. Which, by the way, let's just point out that I went to World Market last night. And spent $100 at the Hawaii...
Kiosk,
basically. Can you believe that?
I was shocked.
How did I find things that you missed? Because you went there this weekend.
You bought Spam.
Uh-huh. Hawaiian Spam. Not just Spam, but Hawaiian Spam.
They threw some palm trees on the outside of it and named it Hawaiian Spam. And then you bought rice.
Uh-huh. Right? I got rice. I got seaweed.
So you're going to make Spam sushi.
Pooh Bear just reached up and tried to grab the microphone.
She
tried
to
grab the microphone away from you.
Meow, 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 meow.
Wow. She's biting you now.
Okay. All right. Pooh Bear down.
So, see, it's really hard to do this podcast with that co-host. That co-host
she gets feisty.
She gets bitchy sometimes. So
he
anyway,
we're
talking about World Market, and I found a sushi press. How did you miss sushi press?
I saw it and laughed and thought we would never use that, and it was $6.
I know, but you put the rice in, and then you put the Spam on top of, you put the wasabi, and the Spam has the whole instructions, and then you just press it like a coffee press.
So could we buy eel and make our own eel?
Maybe, because it just says on there, sushi kitchen helper.
I've always wanted to make or take a sushi making class. We should do that together.
That's kind of gay.
Well,
fits into this podcast. But you want to learn to actually roll sushi?
Yes.
Well, you've got the sushi maker, the little square box with a plunger on it for making.
Yeah, y'all got to see this. Yay!
Yeah.
It'll be fun, and we'll post pictures to your Facebook.
Yeah, we should post more pictures to the Remasculate page. I haven't been using that Facebook page as much as I should, because there is a Remasculate Facebook page for this. See, you probably didn't even know that, did you?
No, Operation Remasculate Facebook.
Right, we'll start putting pictures and stuff on that so this ties in with this.
Right.
Good plan.
Good plan, superstar.
I can take some pictures of Pooh Bear's butt that I constantly see.
And her bite marks.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back at the news.
Back at the news desk. There has been no explanation, but Tori Spelling was seen in a wheelchair for the 4th of July. Did you see that picture?
I did not. Did one of her fake boobs blow up?
Odd boobs. The Home Sweet Hollywood star was photographed Wednesday wearing a large, thick bandage on her right foot to complement her patriotic bikini top and shorts. But they haven't said why or anything. But is it really any of our business?
Do we even care? It's Tori Spelling.
Right. But she keeps getting all these shows.
She's like a reality star.
Yeah. I'm sure her father is
rolling
so
over
proud.
In his grave.
Yeah. And I have one more story. It's Friday, so I'm going to keep it short for y'all.
Okay.
More than 1,000 people showed up at Prescott High School in Wisconsin this week to help find 5-year-old Scott Mayer. Mayer had slipped out the front door of his home on Tuesday afternoon. They had left the door open for, I think, a bug spray guy. The guy that sprays. What's that term?
An exterminator?
There you go. Okay. And the little boy slipped out. He was missing for almost 24 hours, and 1,000 people showed up to help find him. Finally, on Wednesday, so I guess the 4th of July, one of the volunteers and his dog found the boy about a half mile away from his home, and he was safe. That's a happy feel-good story to end the week.
Yay! What was he doing when they found him?
Why you gotta be like that?
I love doing that, because every time you're like, oh, why do you ask me those questions I don't know the answer to? Why do you do that?
Because I'm gonna call up the family. Hey, why? What were you doing, little
maybe
man?
That would be something we should have, like, this is more...
I'm from the Remasculate Podcast. Remasculate Podcast.
And I'm gonna learn to pronounce that, and I would like to know... how the boy was found,
now
what
you're
exactly
fun of me.
What exactly he was doing when he was found, and is he home enjoying?
What are y'all doing this weekend?
Huh?
That's what I would ask them. What are y'all doing this weekend to celebrate?
His return?
His safe return.
Bug spray. He escaped because of the bug spray. I actually got mistaken for Billy the Exterminator. Don't give me that look. You have to know what that is. People are starting to real... like, she didn't know that song. She doesn't know that movie. She doesn't...
Billy? It was from a movie.
No.
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 I didn't read the encyclopedia like you.
This has nothing to do... Billy the Exterminator is on... he's a reality show on TV. He's the guy that... all dressed in black, the punk rock-looking guy that goes... You've never seen it?
You watch way too much television, young man. You need to get outside and play in the sprinklers.
I'm just going to have to make... I'm going to give you assignments. I'm going to make you watch. Like, from Saturday noon to 2, you must just sit there like a man with a remote control in your hand and constantly flip channels.
I can't watch Sex and the City?
No, you just have to...
E-News?
No, you just have to...
Keeping up with the Kardashians?
Oh, God, no. Watch that. We watched that last night. Boy, Bruce Jenner.
He looks like a woman.
He looks like an old woman. He's starting to look like Don Imus.
I didn't see him when he was younger.
But he definitely looks like an old woman now.
He looks all plastic and scary.
Did it look like his hair changed? Remember when they were going back and forth between, like, the filming and when he was talking?
Yeah? Do you think it's fake hair?
I don't know, because it went from looking like he had that, like, 80s... hair mm-hmm. to like now that George Clooney Caesar cut. It had like that little bangy thing.
Oh.
Did you notice? You didn't notice.
He notices every little thing though. I've gotten better. I'll point out stuff to you. Like, what's that? Congruency issues?
Yeah. Continuity?
Fudge! I'm going to go eat some fudge.
It's cotton.
I was a mass comm major. I remember that chapter.
Yeah. Well, you are really red.
I hate feeling like an idiot, but it's happening a lot these days.
You're really being... Look, the cat darted across the room again. Why do y'all keep talking about the cat? I don't tune into this podcast every day to hear about the misadventures of Pooh Bear.
He's out. I love my Pooh Bear.
Yeah, Pooh Bear's getting skinnier.
Yes, we're on a diet.
She has lost weight, but she still has a gut that swings side to side when she runs.
We are on a diet. Diets take time. Just think about it. It takes time to gain weight. It takes time to lose
weight. No, she's lost weight. She's not as round. It's like this saggy, like this saggy cat kitty skin.
She needs to have cosmetic surgery.
She does. She's like one of those fat women that's had like the lap band, you know? Now she's got all that extra saggy skin, boobies and stuff.
Aww.
That's what she looks like. She runs and just goes.
But you said she's lost weight. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Her face looks thinner.
Yeah.
If a cat's face could look thinner. Yes. My, your whiskers look closer together, Pooh Bear. Have you lost weight? Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Meow.
Yeah, you know that cat ate a whole bag. I told you this yesterday.
Of catnip.
Ate a whole bag of catnip.
I don't know if that's healthy. I can't believe you let her do that.
I didn't let her do it. I came down and there was nothing but stems. Our friends had given us...
It was catnip.
It was real catnip.
It wasn't anything else. It was catnip.
Our friends had gave us a whole bag of fresh catnip.
Fresh catnip.
Very fresh. A little baggy, clear plastic baggy. And I came down here...
You're making this sound like it
was
something
Well, that's what it looked
else.
Like. It looked like kitty pot.
It did look like... And it was kitty pot.
And apparently that catnip is supposed to make them... crazy, like LSD or something.
But you know, since she's on her diet, you think she was just like, go
just starving.
Anything.
But I came down here and the bag was ripped to shreds and there was nothing but stems on the floor.
Well, it was like a salad.
Yeah, and she was just staring at her paw, making weird noises.
When lobster is in the seventh town, and if I die a line for Mars.
Oh, my.
That's what she was singing. I think she was high as shit.
Pooh Bear, put your earmuffs on. Daddy's cursing.
Oh, son of a banana.
Wow. So, what are we doing this weekend?
I don't know. I haven't decided. I haven't talked to you. I haven't talked to you about it. What do I mean I haven't decided? That's very chauvinist. No man should ever do that. We should always talk to our significant others and find out in a conjoined manner what we might want to do. And we should do it in a way that is very, the continuity of it is, I almost worked that word in there right.
You did, yeah. Almost. Good yeah. job.
Thank you. No, I haven't decided. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I have a dentist appointment on Saturday morning. We should
Wait, a spoil a weekend.
Yeah. We should go explore. We do that.
Jump in the car and just drive?
Our friends that listen to this podcast should tell us some cool places to go explore this weekend.
Where in Colorado? I know people listen from all over because, hey, Christian in UK, he listens. So.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Christian in the UK.
Yeah.
What about Stuart Deering? Does he listen?
Stuart, another UK guy that listens. So.
Yeah, he's mentioned a couple times how I should make you go back over there.
Yeah, I've had several emails recently saying you need to come back to the tour of the UK.
Oh, you're
again.
Off the radio. Come back over here.
Yeah, now you got it. Now you're free. Come back.
Come back over.
Yeah, but it's not free to come back.
It costs
money to go back. Well, isn't that what they pay you? Don't they pay you to come over? Yes, they do. Yeah,
but
maybe we'll figure it out.
Yep.
But anyway, anybody from Colorado that's got an idea of something cool to do that we should do this weekend, please let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us an email. mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com.
Yes. And we want to also shout out to our friend that has been donating.
Yes.
Paying my salary.
Yes. He sent you an email today saying you just got a raise.
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to...
Donald Erickson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to...
He's doing... Well, we do appreciate it because I've told him before, you know, I had to do... This is... hosted by podbean.com, and to host the site, and since we do it every day, they made me buy more bandwidth, and so I had to pay more, and everybody's been like, well, let us help you sponsor it. So Donald and some of these other people have been very helpful, and I appreciate that. You can do it through PayPal if you want to, PayPal, and you send it to my email address through PayPal. It's stevmcgrew@aol.com. So we appreciate all that helps keep this alive.
This party going.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get a... I've been thinking about taking this portable, like going out somewhere and...
Like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah. And just grabbing some people like at the mall, just random people, and trying to do some podcast stuff.
Yep. We'd have to speak with our legal department about releases and stuff.
Do you have to do that?
Yeah. Oh. To use people's voices on the air.
Darn it. I just wanted to grab somebody and interview. Hey, what's it like to...
those soccer moms at the mall during the day when I'm at work. I see what you want to be grabbing.
What?
I'm not dumb.
I don't... They're weird. Soccer moms at the mall in the daytime are weird.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all, like, dressed up, hair done right, and their makeup's on, and they're all, like... What are you looking at?
I have sweatpants on.
Oh, but you're hotter than them. See, you don't need that stuff. They have to be makeup pretty.
Right. You're very sweet. That's why I love you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, are we ready to get the weekend going?
Yeah, we are. And then it is. We are at 29 minutes, so it just popped to 30. So according to our...
Popped to 30.
So according to our elliptical, we are officially done.
Time for the cool down.
You can start, cool down, go get a wipe and wipe up everything. What is that that you always did? You always get the little... sanitary wipes?
Yeah, after I'm done with the machine, I wipe it down.
I mean, they're not for you, these sanitary wipes, but you wipe down the machine. Because some people don't.
Right.
They get off that bike and you see like a puddle on the seat.
And I sometimes wipe it before and after. Yeah.
Talk about the seat.
What are you? Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Ah, all right, got to run. Thanks for listening to the Remasculate Podcast. We will we'll be back soon.
Monday. And if there's something you want us to talk about, if we're rambling too much.
Yeah.
Maybe Miss Thing should back off for a day or so.
Just
let us know.
Yeah, just let us know if there's something else I could throw out and she'd go, what? I've never heard of that. Where is that from?
I'm Wayne.
No. Let's go watch TV.
All right.
We'll see ya.
Bacon flavored popcorn.
We're going to go make that right now. All right. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, mow.
We bid you adieu. Yeah.